via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate is due to take up President Donald Trump's push for $2,000 COVID relief checks for most Americans after the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to meet the president's demand to increase the $600 stipend. The outcome in the Senate is highly uncertain heading into Tuesday's session. The stimulus relief checks are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. The U.S. House of Representatives also voted on Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. If the Senate follows the House action, it would be the first veto override of Trump's presidency. President-elect Joe Biden said on Monday that many of America's security agencies had been hollowed out under President Trump, and the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was, in his words, irresponsibility. Biden said his team has faced roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. Trump, a Republican, has refused to concede defeat in the November 3rd election, and his administration delayed authorized cooperation with Biden until November 23rd. Biden takes office on January the 20th. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective Monday. U.S. officials said nearly 1.3 million people went through U.S. airports on Sunday following the Christmas holiday. Sunday was the highest level of air travel in more than 9 months. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reimposing a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control the resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew, meaning they must remain in their homes from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. But medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. Following an emergency meeting with his cabinet and the National Coronavirus Command Council, Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place faces a fine and a possible jail sentence. The Philippines will ban travelers from 19 countries and territories until mid-January as a measure to keep out at the new variant of the coronavirus. The Transport Ministry said Tuesday the regulation will be in effect from the 29th through January 15th, covering Filipinos and foreigners arriving from the flagged countries. The Philippine government previously imposed an extended flight ban from Britain until mid-January. A new study from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine concluded Britain must vaccinate 2 million people a week to avoid a third wave of the coronavirus. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his scientific advisors have said a variant of the coronavirus, which could be up to 70% more transmissible, was spreading rapidly in Britain, although it is not thought to be more deadly or to cause more serious illness. A huge U.S. study of another possible COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway as states continue to roll out supplies of the first shots cleared for emergency use. Novavax is recruiting 30,000 volunteers to test its shots. Doses of one vaccine made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are rationed, and more options are critical to providing enough shots for the country and the world. Johnson & Johnson hopes to know next month if one dose option works. And rights groups say each year Pakistan says as many as 1,000 girls are forcibly converted to Islam, often after being abducted or tricked. Most of them are married off frequently to older men. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.